It's Tuesday, March 29th, 2016 AD. This is The World View. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. Georgia's Governor Nathan Deal announced yesterday that he will veto the controversial Pastor Protection Act. The bill would have provided a little protection for pastors and churches opposed to same-sex marriage. Todd Starnes from Fox News interprets this to mean it is now open season on people of faith in the state of Georgia. Revelation 21 says, "But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death." Open Doors USA has initiated a petition to President Barack Obama calling for immediate action on behalf of persecuted Christians. This follows the Pakistan church bombing on Sunday that killed 30-plus people and injured hundreds more. Emily Fuentes, spokesperson for Open Doors, told The Worldview that this attack was a stark reminder of the steep increase of worldwide persecution this year.
This attack is really just a reminder that the topic of Christian persecution really does need to be at the top of mind and priority for our leaders here in the U.S. and throughout the Western world, because it is happening in unprecedented numbers. 2 years ago, we said that it was an unprecedented year in Christian persecution. And sadly, this year, the past year, have equally been unprecedented years, worse than that year.
Christians can help to protect fellow believers by signing the petition at opendoorsusa.org. The hunt continues for the third Belgian bomb suspect. In the surveillance video, the man is seen wearing a white jacket and glasses. A new study from the Pew Research Center reports that Christian women around the world are more vulnerable to religious attacks. Delegates from around the world at the Women in Persecution Marcham Conference testified that Christian women are much more subject to human trafficking, forced marriage, and many other atrocities. Radicals are also targeting wives and daughters as a way of intimidating and demoralizing Christian pastors. Kate Ward, one of the delegates, said, "The greatest offense or violation one can bring to a community is to target their women and children. We see this through the countless atrocities now being witnessed by many." Psalm 72 says, "The Lord shall judge the poor of the people. He shall save the children of the needy and shall break in pieces the oppressor." Bangladesh has voted to keep Islam as the state religion despite the petitions of secular activists. Violence has continued to escalate in that nation since September of last year. The ACLU and pro-homosexual groups are suing the state of North Carolina. They are offended that legislators passed the Public Facilities Privacy and Security Act last week, and the state will not recognize the transgendered who wish to use restrooms meant for the opposite sex. A Los Angeles Times poll has Donald Trump and Ted Cruz running neck and neck in California, 36-35%, with Kasich taking 14%. The California primary is still 2 months away. The Attorney General is pressuring local and state judges to ease off on prosecutions of criminals, especially those of minority background. Loretta Lynch advised compliance to the demands or face the loss of federal funds. Leviticus 19:15 says, "You shall do no injustice in court. You shall not be partial to the poor or defer to the great, but in righteousness shall you judge your neighbor." Another military defeat for ISIS in the Syrian conflict. Syria's government finally drove ISIS out of Palmyra, a city held by the Islamic State for over a year. The victory marks a major defeat for ISIS. As the psalmist says, "How they are destroyed in a moment. They are utterly swept away by sudden terrors." Indeed, the Lord does use the weak things of the world to confound the wise and to show His infinite wisdom. Last Thursday, we heard of a 10-year-old Alabama boy riding in a truck when the driver passed into diabetic shock. Little Albert Wheeler took over the wheel and continued to steer the truck for 10 miles down the highway, pursued by police officers, no less. The boy finally reached the brake, pulled over, and stopped the truck. Alabama's law enforcement agency posted this on Facebook after the incident. The child's actions may have saved the driver's life, his own life, and the lives of others on the road at the time. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, March 29th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.